Okay, go ahead. Okay, the May 10th meeting of the Gaithersburg Board of Appeals is now in session. We have two cases before us, A539 and A504. A539, amendment to special exception for Betty Terry for the Good Start Driving School. I'm going to go ahead and let us know what this is about,
sure.
Please.
This is a public meeting on A539A. The hearing was not advertised. It was not required to be advertised because it is an amendment to special exception. At the present time, there are 8 exhibits in the record file. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the file. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration offices during regular business hours at City Hall. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to special exception A539 to permit a change in suite for a private educational institution in the existing building at 23 West Diamond Avenue, parcel N188, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the Central Business District, CBD zone. The special exception is allowed by section 24-160F2B of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And Ms. Betty Terry is here from Good Start Driving School. The driving school is on the second floor at Barron's Lumber, which is shown here on the aerial. And we can pull up a floor plan too, and you can go through where they're moving.
I'm going to have to swear you first.
Okay.
Okay. We have an oath for witnesses. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Proceed.
I lost it. There we go.
Okay.
You can just tell them what
okay.
You're planning to do.
Our church, There's Hope, is Suite 202 and Suite 201 now, and also Suite 203. We were using Suite 202 for our school. They let us borrow the area, but it was loud. It's more, because it's in the middle of everything. So when we acquired more space, which is 201, the church has allowed us to move back into 203, which is quieter for the students, so it won't be so much traffic. So that's why we are asking for a special permission to just take that space in the back part so we can have more, you know, secluded and we're out of the way and it's not a lot of traffic. And it's closer to the bathroom.
Members of the board have any questions on this?
Looks good.
Okay. From the application, it looks like there are absolutely no other changes to the special exception. Parking's the same. Everything's the same. Hours of operation are the same. Entertain a motion. Somebody? Anybody?
Okay. I move.
Oops.
Let's see.
Make sure you close the record first.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we need a motion to close the record on A539.
Okay. I move that we close the record on A5309A.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Record is closed. Now I'll entertain a motion, whoever gets there first.
All right.
Go ahead.
Make a motion now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 10th day of May 2012 that case A539A, the petition of Betty Terry for Good Start Driving School requesting amendment to special exception A539 for a private educational institution at 23 West Diamond Avenue, Suite 203, located on Parcel A, Gaithersburg Lumber and Supply Company, Inc., Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. This special exception is granted for the Good Start Driving School only, and shall terminate at the time of the expiration of their lease and or any subsequent lease renewals. And number two, class times are limited to the hours specified in the applicant's original special exception statement, exhibit number three, and will not conflict with activities for Theirs Hope Church.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Okay.
Exception is granted.
All right, thank you.
You can chair every meeting.
I'll stay away from the next one. Okay, the next on the agenda is A504B, Rick Shaw for Montrose Motors. I assume you're Mr. Shaw?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good.
Let me read it. Can I read into the introduction in before I start?
Sure.
Okay, just so it's on the record. This is a public meeting on A504B. The hearing was not required to be advertised as it is an amendment to a special exception. At the present time, there are 9 exhibits in the record file. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the file. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration offices during regular business hours at City Hall. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to Special Exception A504A to permit a change in special exception holder for an automobile paint and body repair shop at 949 and 951 North Frederick Avenue, Maryland Route 355, located on Parcel A, Hargett's Addition to Gaithersburg in the AMCO Service Building. Property is located in the C2 General Commercial Zone in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The special exception is allowed by Section 24-118.5 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And the materials state, Mr. Schaub is basically moving into space that a previous special exception holder leased in the AMCO building, and he's just looking to replace the name on the special exception so that he can move forward with his business. I'll let him speak.
That's pretty much it. The back half of the building is what we're requesting now, and the front half, you'll be seeing me back here next month for the front half.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't auto prior.
Well, this is the same activity, actually, that took place with the previous tenant.
Exactly.
I do have 2 questions. That the tenant vacated less than 6 months ago, I understand.
Yes.
Okay, so you're moving in right now?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing is that I wanted to make clear that in actual fact, can we assume that in actual fact the city's Department of Planning and Code Administration is actually requesting that we go ahead and do this?
Yes.
Because as stated in the code, I think that
right.
That's
right. And there
has to be.
And there is an exhibit in there from Trudy Schwartz formally requesting that the amendment be done, because in the code, I think it's exhibit number 7, an amendment to a special exception can be done at the request of the special exception holder or at the request of city staff.
Okay, so we have a formal request
there,
from
yes,
city staff.
Yes, that's exhibit 7.
Okay, good. Anybody have any questions?
No.
So Euro Motors is gone?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So I move that we close the record.
Second.
Second.
The record is closed. May I have a motion on the resolution, please?
I so move the following resolution. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 10th day of May 2012, that case A-504B, the petition of Rick Shaw for Montrose Motors Incorporated, requesting an amendment to special exception A-54A for a change in the name of the special exception holder of an automobile paint and body repair shop in the C2 General Commercial Zone on Parcel A, Hargett's addition to Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following condition. 1. All vehicles to be serviced shall be parked, stored, and loaded / unloaded on site.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Your barrel age is done.
Do we have any minutes to approve?
No, actually, if we had minutes to approve, I would have suggested that we wait until our chair comes back.
There's a set of minutes, just one, that's in your package for next Thursday.
Okay.
That's the March 16th. They're slow
17th,
to get done.
March 17th.
March
or May
16th.
17th. May 17th.
No, yeah, the minutes are for March.
March
16th. March 16th.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they're on the agenda for May 17th.
Okay, so we are having a Board of Appeals meeting on May 17th.
We are.
A549 is on the agenda.
A549, continuation, which will mostly.
You can listen.
Well, we'll see what the timing is like, but it will be a rehearing of the April 12th meeting, and from there.
There being no other business before us tonight, move for adjournment. Have a motion for adjournment.
I move that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Yes. So
remarkably efficient.
So our meeting for the